Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Listen to all the ways you can hear us and see us. We're on ESPN Radio. You're probably listening to us that way right now. We're on Sirius XM Channel 80. Maybe you're listening to that. We are on ESPNU. You're watching us right now, maybe on ESPNU. You can say, play ESPN. We pop up on your smart speakers. Maybe you're listening that way. But did you know you can listen to us live on the ESPN app? You don't have to wait to download the podcast. If you have your phone with you, probably already have the app. You click more on the lower right-hand corner and then on the app, and then scroll down to live radio. Bam, right there, you find us. Presented by Progressive Insurance.
Everything you just said, Max,
yes,
is no cap.
No cap.
Y'all stop.
No,
it's all real.
Yo, say less, Key. Say less.
All real.
It's all real,
no cap,
homie.
When did all real become part of it? All real.
NFTs, all am real. I right, Jay?
What you mean? You ain't never heard nobody say it's all real?
All real, no.
Really?
No. I heard no cap. But you put it, you put me on, maybe. I don't know.
Yo, but what did we just hear? Who said what? Someone said something. I couldn't even understand the slang. It got me logically. Gino tweeted something that got me too many directions.
Darren Rovell just tweeted this out. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith has filed to trademark
on this one.
Quote, they wrote me off. I ain't right back, though.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though. I feel like a
trademark.
Like the Riddler just left me something, and I'm Adam West in the old Batman trying to – I need to feed this to the Bat computer. Hold on. They wrote me off, Key. I ain't, which I'm not, right back, though. I don't understand.
It's so literally, I can't. Just let Geno be
so
Geno.
So you want me to explain it to you? Is that what you want
I don't
me
think
to
you
Key,
understand
you're a
either.
Translator, Key.
I was about to
no,
say.
He's not that's, from Florida. That sounds like some Florida stuff.
Oh, my.
Where's Geno from?
Max Kellerman. He was a damn fool.
Does that sound like some Florida, doesn't it?
No, he just, all he's saying, Max, is that they basically threw me to the wolves, but I'm back now. That's all he's saying.
Yeah, right. I got the gist, but how does it logically follow from I ain't right back, though?
It's all short.
Things that it doesn't sound like it should make sense, but it makes sense.
I think the opposite.
No, Max, it's all short, though.
It's all short. Right.
Yeah, it's short. That's all.
Yeah.
Everything is just short.
No cap, man. Plus NFT.
No cap.
All real.
It's all real. It's what it is.
Yo, Key, say less. Saints Super Bowl hopes rest squarely on how well Jameis Winston plays.
No
agree
cap.
Or disagree? Key, is it on Jameis how he plays? It's going to determine whether or not they can actually win a Super Bowl this year.
Absolutely. Health is extremely important here. Now, if we're going to give context of how Jameis played, let's give it all, right? Let's talk about the back injury. Let's talk about whatever issues he's having with his back, which I'm sure is painful, probably contributed to how he played yesterday. You think about one of those runs and one of those plays where he actually could have ran the football. He decided to hold on to a sack fumble from behind. And that was, I think that had a lot to do with, I don't want to get injured. I can make these 2 yards, but I don't want to take a chance. It's 2 games in. They won one, they lost one. They lost to a team that they've dominated over the last 3 seasons in the regular season. So I'm okay with where they are. They didn't play with Alvin Kamara there. Some of the guys are still coming back off injury. Lattimore got kicked out of the game because he said something to Tom Brady. Dare you talk to Tom Brady in a negative way. So, in the end, I'm not worried about it. Jameis just needs to play better. I know a lot of people want to jump on the 30 interceptions and go back to that now that he had 3. Oh, CC didn't get it out of his system. Look, man, it's 2 games in. Talk to me in 5 weeks, and let me see where they're at.
That all makes sense, and I get that it's 2 games, but it's still alarming. The 3 INTs came on 3 consecutive possessions when the game mattered, right? So, 2 games in. Yes, early in the season. But we came into the season saying that the talent spoke for itself. The defense still felt like it had continuity, right? Their head coach was the DC, still there. It came down to the quarterback at the end of the day and his decision-making. So if we're watching that and we're marking it along the trajectory of does this lead to a Saints Super Bowl, the fact that it happened on 3 consecutive possessions combined with the back injury, it makes me even have more concern to a degree. Because fractures in the back, those things just don't get better as the course of the season goes along. You get hit more. This is a war of attrition. So I get it. Second game of the season against a rival in the Bucks, still something to pay a lot of attention to.
Something I would say about this is I get Key. Like, you'll look at a dude like Matt Ryan. I think he's still good. Could be. Jameis Winston, given the kind of quarterback he is, he's in the right spot. Could be, especially after a year with Sean Payton and Drew Brees, right? And he did lead the league in passing yards, by the way, the year he threw 30 interceptions. And he's playing for a guy in Bruce Arians, no risk it, no biscuit. So you're taking shots down the field. And so what? If it gets picked sometimes, it's like you're like punting the ball. Like, I get it. But when a guy like that works out, a Mitch Trubisky, a Ryan Tannehill, who did sort of work out, I don't think the odds are with it. I think the odds are against it. Like, there's a reason the dude was available, right, Key? So even if you think he can do it, there's a reason you picked him up. Or would you say the odds are with it, or he has to beat the odds to do this?
I would probably say it's probably a little bit of both, I would guess, Max. I would probably say it's a little bit of both, because when I look at situations like this, here's a guy coming off an ACL. Here's another receiver coming off an ankle. Here's a new head coach that was a head coach before, moving from the defensive spot to the offensive spot. Defensive side of the ball was played pretty good, I thought, for the most part in that game. But also moving Pete Carmichael from an assistant under Sean Payton to the primary play caller. So there's a lot that goes on in the first two games that, you know, you got to get used to. How did Jameis practice throughout the week? What is his practice habits like with back injury? All of those sort of things. It's just no panic that sets in for me.
Here's something that it plays close to me, because both situations are in transition. So there's a kid at Duke named Jeremy Roach, right? Mm-hmm. Jeremy Roach played last year, very talented, got them to the Final Four.
Very talented.
Played and decided not to leave to go to draft. The way he's going to be coached this year, there's going to be subtle differences between being coached by John Shire than looking on the sideline and having Coach K there.
The greatest who ever did it.
That says, hey, it's good. We're going to minimize some plays, say less, give you less, right? Let you make some simplistic reads. There's a subtle difference. Kind of look at that being similar to Jameis Winston. There's a difference seeing Sean Payton on the sideline, a guy that's going to help you recalibrate your game, you know, do less, right? Give you simplistic plays than Pete Carmichael, who's going to do it a little bit differently. So, like, how does that, like he said, that's a major thing when it comes down
to
it.
Yeah, Key, we haven't really focused that on that enough. Like, you went pretty quick to Dennis Allen and, like, shot by kind of Sean Payton, but Sean Payton.
No, I mentioned Sean.
No, what I'm saying is, like, in the, and I understand your nephew plays for the team, but like, in the presumption, right, you just, that they're going to be right there, a lot of times you'll be like, yeah, but you have to look behind the scenes at what's changing in terms of play calling, in terms of scheming.
Oh, absolutely, but with Dennis Allen, who reminds me of Sean Payton, standing on the sideline with his visor and his sleeves halfway rolled up and a little bit of a Sean Payton tummy up, it's the DNA within the building that they stayed with. They didn't go outside the building and hire somebody that had no familiarity with the New Orleans Saints. Everything is in-house. So naturally, you move from Sean Payton's book to Dennis Allen's book to Pete Carmichael. So it's all kind of the same thing. You would think naturally they all think alike. They all kind of have the same thought process when calling plays for Pete Carmichael on the offensive side of the ball.
But that makes sense, Bakia, and I know why, and you've mentioned this before, like in Buffalo, they don't have Daboll, but you feel like they could probably still do it because there's continuity, and I get that, but you still got to see it, right? Like,
absolutely.
Until you see it happen, and maybe that's part of what's going on right now.
They're 1-1.
You can also pose this, it's just a question. Just because Sean Payton believed in him doesn't make other people on the staff believe in Jameis Winston. Mm. You can pose that question, Key.
Yeah, but Pete Carmichael's there, who's the offensive coordinator, who's been there with Sean Payton the entire time, who signed off, who coached Jameis, who is coaching Jameis Winston as of right now. So they signed Jameis back in the offseason. Sean was already retired, going to work for another network. So they obviously believed in him because they signed him back. To be the starting quarterback. They're 1-1. He threw 3 interceptions. I say it again. They're 1-1. When they get to losing 5 and 6 games, let's have a conversation 5, 6, 7
understood.
Weeks from now.
Understood.
I don't think they're going to be. I think they're not going to be bad. We're at least they're going to be solid. But the question is, can they be an elite team?
They have to be solid.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is brought to you by Progressive. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers.
Trey Lance suffered a significant ankle injury today.
He ended up breaking his ankle.
It is expected to require surgery.
Trey's on his back.
And it's not good. He tried to get up, and then immediately you could see by his body language, there is an issue.
That will likely end Trey Lance's season. That's Adam Schefter, per sources.
I'm a little happy about the win, but it was a little sombering once you get in the locker room.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, now on ESPNU. By the way, if you want the you want to listen to us on the ESPN app, click more on the lower right-hand corner. Scroll down to live radio. Bam, you find us right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Hey, D. Wood's with us right now. Damian Woody, ESPN NFL analyst. Where is he? D. Wood, you there?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm here. Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, D. Wood?
What up, D.?
What's going on, fellas? How we doing this morning?
Doing good. With that voice, I want to hear him say, page of me at 5:46
in the morning. Crack of dawn.
Hey, Wood, are the Niners better positioned? In, like, they're kind of forced into it. They want to trade Jimmy G, but shoulder surgery, there's no market for him. Okay, I guess we'll keep him. Now, just like that, Trey Lance goes down, and Jimmy G is back at quarterback. I didn't think of them as a Super Bowl contender. Until now, now I do. Are they better off positioned to compete in the NFC West this season with Jimmy G at quarterback now?
Yeah, I would probably say so. I mean, because we know Jimmy G is the more experienced quarterback, but we also know there's a reason why the 49ers drafted Trey Lance, because they feel like they needed someone more dynamic at the quarterback position. Yes, Jimmy G has led the 49ers to a Super Bowl and an NFC Championship game. But, again, Jimmy G was also a guy that was injury-prone, and I think the 49ers felt like, you know what, this guy has a ceiling to him, and we need to get somebody that can take us above and beyond that. And that's why Trey Lance was brought in. But, you know, this injury, man, it's unfortunate for the kid, because this will be the third year in a row where he has basically played no football, or little to no football. And that's a long time for a young guy who's developing to not really be playing – you know, extensive football in a season. So I hope he comes back better, but, man, he has an uphill – he got an uphill climb ahead of him.
How big of a dodge was this for John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan being able to keep Jimmy Garoppolo at the 11th hour and not have to figure out what they would do next at the quarterback spot?
Oh, man, this is a huge one, Key, because, listen – you know, if you look at the 49ers over the past, 5 years, it's not like they got a stellar record now. Like, yeah, they've been to a Super Bowl and NFC Championship game, but if you look at their overall record, it hasn't been all that stellar. So I think they dodged a bullet here with having Jimmy G on the roster as a backup. And, you know, now you got to look at the 49ers as one of the teams that's probably going to contend in the NFC.
But Wood, that's exactly what I mean about Jimmy G, right? Like, with it's not like with him they win 70% of the games, and without him they win 50% of the games. With him they win 70% of the games. Without him, they lose 70% of the games. So it's all the defense and the coaching staff. Same defense, same coaching staff, same offensive personnel. But when you take him out of the equation, they're no good. So he's got to be doing something, right? He's not just like there for the ride.
Well, yeah, listen. I'm not saying that – I've never said that Jimmy G was a scrub. Like, Jimmy G knows how to win. There's no question about that. All I was saying was the 49ers believe that, you know, they needed someone above that could play above and beyond the X's and O's. That's why they moved up to draft Trey Lance at the number 3 spot a few years ago. But listen, Jimmy G is a guy that I think the locker room truly trusts, believes in, are confident in. And right now you would have to say that with Jimmy G at quarterback, the 49ers will probably be one of those contending teams in the NFC.
Damian Woody, ESPN NFL analyst, 2-time Super Bowl champion, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Wood, what was your biggest takeaway from yesterday? Obviously what the Jets were able to do, what the Dolphins were able to do against the Ravens. You even had the Cardinals versus the Raiders last night as well.
It's never over. It's never over until it hits like triple zero. You know, that's the biggest thing that you could take away, man. You know, all three of those games was just amazing to watch. And obviously, you know, with the Dolphins and the Ravens, I think Tua, man, that was a coming out party. That game right there, we could look back on that game and say, this is when Tua turned the corner. You know, it was that type of performance. And when you're surrounded by those type of weapons, man, it's just, it makes your job a lot easier. And then obviously in the Browns-Jets game, what a colossal mistake by Nick Chubb.
Ugh.
Colossal mistake.
See, that's a blunder.
It's a colossal mistake. You know, Key knows this. Like,
situational football. Don't mention my
name. I don't know anything. No, Key, I'm giving you a compliment, my man.
He doesn't like compliments.
Just saying, like Key, like when it comes to situational football, you know, like games are won and lost in those type of situations, and all he had to do was go down. Jets had no timeouts. You go down, the game is over. You go out there, you know, run it in for a touchdown. The kicker makes the extra point. Next thing you know, the Jets go out there and steal a game in Cleveland. And then the Arizona Cardinal game, I mean, that was just a bananas game. Kyler Murray doing his thing. It was like I said, man, it's never over until it's over.
Got to play to the end, Wood. You got to also, like you said, though, you need to know situations as you – in the game at that moment in time, what are we going to do here? What if this happens here? Like, constantly, Max, you in your mind, when you're on that field, man, you got a million things going on. You got to know the play. You got to know where to line up. You got to know the route. You got to know this. But I also got to know, if, in fact, when this happens, this is what I need to do. And clearly, Cleveland didn't go over that or something, you know, and they put two, they allowed the Jets to get back in it to the point where they march right down the field, bam, game, set, match, over with.
And Key, now you played under Coach Parcells, man, and you know how hard he is on like situational football, and it just watch something like that unfold, man. I'm just sitting back like, I can't believe that this is happening. Like, once Nick Chubb ran into the end zone, I'm like, They blew it. They made a mistake right there. Big mistake.
And it's tidbit, and you get tidbit reminders anyway. You know, if we get the first down, here's what we're going to do. You just get the tidbit reminders as you break the huddle. The quarterback is there telling you because the coach on the sideline told him, hey, remind him, get down.
Right.
Remind him to don't go out of bounds.
Right.
Remind him to – and even though we're in the huddle and we're breaking, that's the thing that happens. But when you haven't been in that situation too often – those are the things that happens with teams like you see in Cleveland. Or you see with the Raiders, where you like, they're going to try to take the ball away, man. Make sure you protect it at all cost.
D. Wood,
right.
I want to go back to what you said about Tua, that you said this could be one of those games where he could turn it around. Do you think he could be the guy for the Dolphins organization?
I mean, we saw the talent on display, right? I mean, think about it. You know, I always say, man, you're only as good as the players that you're surrounded by. So, you know, when you look at the Miami Dolphins, what they've been able to do as far as surrounding Tua with talent, they surround him with elite talent offensively. You know, when you got Tyreek Hill, you know, the most explosive players that we have in our league, and Jalen Waddle, who's similar to Tyreek Hill, man, that makes a huge difference, man. And those guys, and Mike McDaniel, the head coach, they've been breathing life into Tua, it seemed like all offseason. Just been, you know, just been praising Tua all offseason. And for him to come out there in a game where they were down, what, three scores to the to the Baltimore Ravens on the road and were able to come back and win that game, like, that does wonders for your psyche, man. So that's why I said that game could be – we could look back on that game and say that could be the turning point in Tua's career.
I'm not going to mention Tua's name because the Miami Dolphin fans, they're looking for me everywhere right now.
Yeah.
One of our producers, Big Woody, he's sending information from that social media Twitter stuff that Jay likes in continuing to – they're going after me. He doesn't watch football. He doesn't know this. Okay, sure.
No, it's not that, Wood.
Two games in.
Key thinks that if you're under six – if you're 6 feet or under, you only get credit for half the stats. So if, like, he throws for 400 yards, really 200 yards, because Tua's not tall. So, you know, that's how
I'm not
going
to mention Tua's name. I don't want him to get me.
All right. The great Damian Woody, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN NFL analyst extraordinaire. Damian, always great talking to you, brother.
All right, D.
Man, I appreciate you fellas. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
So Josh Allen's MVP campaign heads to Monday night. All the yeast and everything, Key.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. We're now on ESPNU. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You know who my favorite rapper is, right, Jay, of all time?
Who?
My favorite. I don't claim always the
all
best.
Time?
My favorite is Ghost. Ghost gets the most burn in my headphones and in my ears. And there's a reason when Ghost does a collab or someone, Benny the Butcher is one of the people he gets on with. There's a reason for that. There he is, Benny the Butcher, Buffalo native.
Yes, hey, sir.
Benny, is anyone—
What's going on, fella?
Yo,
what's
Benny, you don't got the G-chain on today, right? Not today, right? I had to ask, Benny. I just had to ask. Okay, all right, I'm done. I'm laying out.
It's a family show.
All right, you're right.
It's a family show.
I'm trying to think, is there a higher profile Bills fan right now than you? Are you the most high profile Buffalo Bills fan right now?
Max, I have to be. I don't know nobody else either. I got to be. I go everywhere the team go. I'm friends with the players. I'm friends with the staff. No, I used to work in the stadium. I cleaned the bathroom up, so I'm the highest profile fan.
Highest profile Buffalo Bills fan, Benny the Butcher. So what is it like, that said, going from cleaning the bathrooms of a team that can't win to rooting, to being a high profile celebrity, rooting for one of the, maybe the best team in the NFL right now?
Man, it feel good. It feel like my space is necessary. For me to go out and campaign and talk about the Bills, you know what I'm saying, and bring the awareness that, because I knew we was the best team a couple seasons ago, but we just had to, you know what I mean? We had to get in our groove. So, you know what I mean? I'm like the voice of the team in a way.
Yo, Benny, I have to ask, yo, this defense has came a long way, man. Last year, there are some gaps here now, but obviously now getting that revamped, is that the key to the success of this season? Because I feel like we know to a degree what Josh Allen's going to bring to the table, but this defense has to be next level, right?
Yeah, when you think about defenses like the Ravens defenses, the Steel Curtain defenses, like all of those, like championships come from the defense. And it's only right that, like, we got Josh, we love Josh Allen, but, you know what I mean, the defense got to put points on the board, and they got to intimidate guys, and, you know, they got to be who they are.
Yeah, that's very true, Benny, my man. So, look, check this out, though. Follow me here. Now, I'm gonna be a little hater real quick, right? I'm going to throw a little hate,
of course,
a little hot sauce hate on it real fast. the Miami Dolphins is rolling. Jay Will, favorite quarterback, is lighting it up in Tua. When y'all run up against the Bills in a week, run up against the Dolphins in a week, what that's going to look like, though?
Yo, Benny, real talk, I like Tua. I don't like him over Josh Allen. Let's slow down, but go ahead.
I didn't say that.
Right. It's like this. I don't think them boys are strong enough. They got ways to go. I feel like we're too seasoned. Tua, he's good, but he still got ways to go. I know they got the cheetah, but we owe him one. I think it's going to be a showdown, man. And plus, they're in our division. I think we're going to own them boys, man. I'm sorry. I think we're going to own them for another season.
That may be. I agree. I think the Bills are the class of that division. But, you know, Patriots, Bill Belichick, and the Dolphins, the way they're looking with also Waddle, they got a lot of dynamic playmakers. But that's not really what it's about, the AFC East, let's face it. What it's about is getting past Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
No, they got them in the regular season, right. Too, now. They got them coming.
Oh, yeah, they do. But, I mean, if you're Josh Allen and you're perfect last year, like, you couldn't play any better than that. That was ridiculous. Mahomes got the ball last, beat him, right? This year, start out as the MVP favorite. Do nothing wrong. Have a perfectly almost flawless game. Even the INTs really weren't on Josh Allen. Oh, my God, he's king of the world. But after Mahomes plays, now he's second MVP odds, right? Like, because Mahomes has all that plus a little extra dimension. How do you get by the magic man? How do you get by Patrick Mahomes?
Max, I'm going to say this. I was at both of those games in Kansas City. I was there. I was in the stands. I was watching close. I don't think Patty Mahomes could beat the Buffalo Bills without the cheetah. I don't think so. Both of those games came down to him getting with the cheetah. They don't have that type of weapon on offense no more, where he could just change the game as soon as the ball go in his hands when it's only seconds left on the clock. I don't think they could do it this year. And when we lost last season, a fan told me, I was so mad. A fan told me, said, you know what? Next year, you guys going to win, and it's going to be in Buffalo. And I believe him. I don't think Patty Mahomes could do it without the cheetah.
The crazy thing, though, is when you look at the schedule for the Bills, if they can get through this schedule, just get through the schedule, because they got some teams, man, ahead of them. They going to deserve to go. They going to earn going to the Super Bowl. I mean, you know, you got to get through Cincinnati's. You got Cincinnati you're going to have to play later on in the year. You got the Ravens coming up in a couple weeks. Like, you got Kansas City in October. They got some stuff. Do you think, though, the running game – see, I'm more worried about the running game as the weather starts to change and we get into that Buffalo weather. Can the running game all of a sudden step up? Can Zach Moss and company step up? Because we saw him last year struggle trying to run the ball late in the year.
Yo, Keyshawn, that's a good question. That has been one of my concerns, but I believe in Singletary and Zach. He back healthy. It's just about they look good last week. It's about getting better and better. You know what I'm saying? And Josh Allen, we need his legs. We're going to use his legs. So I think a combination of those three, we should be able to figure something out, man.
Yo, Benny, I love when the hustle equates to fandom, right? So tell me about Benny the Butcher, Bills Mafia gear that you got. I see you rocking, like, it's like the collaboration, man. Like, is that your own merch that you got? You building the business around the brand, too?
Definitely. You know, I go crazy with the merch. I got to get y'all something. I go crazy with the merch. But this is a jersey that was made for me by the team. You know, I got the BSF. I got the Butcher. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, this hat, you always see the coaches with these hats right here. You know what I mean? I always wanted one of these. So, you know what I mean? Like I said, I'm the voice of the team.
You know what I mean? You hear that, Jay? You know what I mean? Facts.
Yeah, Jay, NFTs, facts. No cap.
No cap.
Benny.
Benny, after about 94, 95, my slang fell off, man. I can't keep up.
Benny, I do got to tell you, though, Max low-key be spitting lyrics, though. He be freestyling. Max, you want to give him something?
No,
you don't want to give him nothing? Like, he got bars.
That's what I'm saying. Come on, man. This is the opportunity.
No, my brother, though, will burn down.
Yeah, give him,
I mean, my brother passed years ago, right? But fine. I'll spit 25-year-old lyrics for my brother, and you want to sign him up today. Right, he's 25 years old.
Nice.
No cap.
Nice.
No cap.
Or fact.
You want to listen? Can we listen to Benny's theme, Bill's theme song that he made, though?
Let's
can we listen
do
to it real quick?
Yeah, can we spin it?
Yeah, explain
right
that real quick. I want people to hear it.
Huh. Made us in a.
See, Benny, that's what I'm talking about. Teams don't got theme songs like this.
I see a couple teams trying, copying the Bills. It ain't it.
It ain't it.
Who they got? They saw you with the Bills, and the way they approach a rapper or someone who's a fan of the team and try to get them to write a theme song?
Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, let me guess. Atlanta could get a lot of guys, though.
Fool, man.
Atlanta get a lot. Who did Atlanta get?
Yo, that's the thing, Max. They can get a lot of guys, and they didn't, man. Shout out to Rotimi. I'm a big fan of his. They should have got Future or somebody,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but a lot of them dudes,
Benny,
though.
Don't do Rotimi.
Benny, a lot of them dudes be front runners with them teams, though. They, you know what I'm saying? They get to bounce it around from team to team, whoever they can roll with that week. That's the, they not really like, you know, if it was the Lakers and I could see Snoop doing something, Dre doing something. Mm-hmm. But in Atlanta, them dudes ain't no real Atlanta Falcon fans like that. You bleed Buffalo Bill. Like, you going to stand out in the snow waiting to get in the damn game.
Right. It's raining today. As soon as I seen it, I said, perfect. Rain. I love it.
Well, that's a real Buffalo fan right there. All right. Benny the Butcher, rapper and Buffalo native.
All right, Benny.
Because if you weren't a Buffalo native, boy, I have to get your head checked. But Buffalo native rapper and number one Bills fan standing out in the rain. Thanks, Benny.
Respect, Benny.
Man, yo, big fan of you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. What should we expect from Jalen Hurts and the Eagles is the question. Tonight against the Minnesota Vikings. Real
Eagles,
good week one.
Fly.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, Key, this whole Robert Saleh, keep receipts, Jets talk, the win. I mean, what's your whole stance on it? Are you starting to feel okay with it, that this team has some kind of motivation and drive that they found a way to win? Or are you still just over the whole receipts talk?
I mean, I don't pay attention to gossip and receipts. I mean, what does that mean? You won one game. So you'll cash in receipts after one game. So you're shortchanging yourself. You're supposed to hold on to the receipts till you turn the program around and start winning championship type caliber team. I mean, beating championship caliber teams, going to the playoffs, perennial, like getting extensions. All that's when you turn your receipts in. They had a good win yesterday, but that was more about Cleveland blowing it than it was the Jets taking it.
Like, let's be fair, and I don't like to be fair to the Jets because I'm a Giants fan. I hate the Jets. That's
so
how
we're
goes.
Not being fair.
But the fact is, there's some games where you say, did this team win it or that team lose it? And, of course, you could always say both because you got to take advantage of the opportunity. Jay, you made that point before. It's a valid one. Mm-hmm. But if you had to choose between did one team lose it or the other team win it, you have to say the Browns lost it because the game was 100% over if Nick Chubb just goes down before he punches it in. Because they were under 2 minutes and the Jets didn't have any timeouts. That's it. Clock runs down to zeros. Game is over. So the Jets took advantage. They did, but only from a monumental blunder. If Nick Chubb just doesn't blunder psychologically, right, mentally, the game's over. So they wouldn't even have a chance to win. I give them credit for taking advantage of the opportunity, but you got to say the Browns lost that game.
Sure. Whatever way you want to say it, just says W in the Jets win column when the season's
after
over.
After all that, right?
It's not going to say,
what are you going to do with the receipts,
Jay? the three paragraphs of context. It's going to say W.
Right. I'm here. I am NFTing and no capping, and yet in the end, is that right? Did I do that right?
What you going to do with the receipts, though, Jay? You going to keep them?
Oh, I always keep them. Yeah, I keep receipts on everything.
You going to keep them?
Yeah, that's how we're built, Key. Oh, I'm not saying I need to go to a podium and say, I told you. But you always keep them in the back pocket. That's what drives you.
From one win,
have you ever been able to use your receipts that you've kept?
Oh, yeah, I have. Uh-huh. And I hold on to them for a long time. Mm. I'm legendary like that. I wait for the right time.
Well, Robert Saleh probably shouldn't have told everybody he got receipts. Because now, guess what? We expected 10 wins, 11 wins, playoffs.
Oh, he'll win 10 or 11 games if over the next 2-3 years. If you add them up.
More receipts. There you go. Jets gave him more ammunition.
He's not good, man. But even the idea that they're talented, I disagree. They have okay talent. Okay. Like any GM who picks high up in the draft could put together a team at least as talented as the Jets. They're okay. We're back in 10 seconds.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
My man, Say Less.
And when you hear Say Less, you go, you know what? That should have been around for decades now. It makes so much sense.
Yeah. I hit Yates with that all the time.
Yeah, say no more? Say Less. Say I got less.
You don't need to say nothing. Say Less. I hear you.
And depending on how you say Less, it could be taken as an angry thing. Like, all right, say less, bro.
I said Say Less to some people that really didn't know what I was saying, and I had to explain it to them.
But, Key, that's a relatively new. In other words, like, you will use new slang if it hits you the right way, right?
Yeah, but certain people shouldn't even be using it, though.
CJ?
You may not want to say that. Does it fit your profile?
When I really feel that way, I'll say, as the kids say, say less. I'm going to freak and say no NFT, son.
Why you playing my stuff, Yates? You didn't get it from me, man. I didn't tell you it was okay to play my music, man.
This is the Philly National Anthem, fam.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Get the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless. We did a lot today, didn't we?
We have done a lot today, Max.
What a weekend in the NFL. It really was.
And we didn't even talk college football yet.
Nope.
No, it feels that way every week, right? There's all this stuff from college on Saturday.
We get a little bit of college in throughout the week.
You know what it is? By Monday, everything on Sunday NFL is front mind, right? And Saturday just feels like a long time ago. But, oh, my God, what an NFL weekend. Another one, by the way. They got this thing
DJ
down
Khaled?
Pat, man. Jay, it's time to look ahead and make some money. I think we have to do that now.
Okay.
Monday is a great day for a parlay.
You cannot play if you don't listen to what I'm saying.
This is the Monday Parlay.
Let's get it.
KJM Monday Parlay. Jay, you are the betting man among this group.
No,
Lamar,
everybody
set
bets.
It off.
Everybody
we all bets. Bet.
We
but
all
like,
bet. What are you talking about?
We all bet, but we're not degenerate gamblers.
Okay, that's interesting way to categorize it for me.
Right. Would you say that's a true way?
No. Degenerate is a negative
facts?
Connotation. I mean, it's more like a...
Is it fact?
It's a healthy habit.
It's a healthy habit.
That's how I look at it. So I'm going to kick it off with Titans at Bills tonight. Revenge game. We go back last year. QB sneak, fourth quarter. J. Josh Allen didn't get in. They lose that game 34-31. I think the Bills' defense, that pass rush, is different this year. I think they stopped Derrick Henry. He's been the answer for the Titans the last 2 years. I think the Bills cover tonight. I'm going to take them as a 10-point favorite. I think they cover.
It's a lot of points.
Yes,
to cover.
It is.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go next. Minnesota is the 2.5-point underdogs.
It's a tough one.
It's a tougher one. The Eagles with A.J. Brown look like a different offense to me, a better offense. If you're going to give me the points, I'm going to take the points, though. Minnesota looked really good. If you just had to go just on week one, who the best teams are, you put them in the top five if you knew nothing else. I'm going to say, okay, if you're giving me points with a team that looked that good, I'm going to take them. I'll take Minnesota at +2.5. Key, what you got?
Yeah, I'm going to stay in that game, and I'm going to take Jalen Hurts' passing numbers. I'm going over. What was his number? Was what?
239 and a hook.
239 and a hooker. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go jump right over that, and I'm going to say he's probably closer to 300. He's going to have to because he's playing against Minnesota. We know that Kirk Cousins is going to push the ball down the field.
Yep.
So he's going to probably have to match him throw for throw, yard for yard at some point throughout the game.
Keith, what did you say?
He said in a hook.
He said 239 in a hook.
In a hook.
Yeah, 239 in a hook.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah. I mean, it's a hook.
Yeah.
It's a hook. Okay.
Half point. Jay, that means half point.
I know.
Gambling parlance, which Key and I just throw around exactly there, because naturally for us,
okay,
we say a hook.
Whatever I said is gone to Pluto now, so
we're building.
We'll deal with it later on.
What should we expect from Jalen?
I know
Hurts?
What I said. What?
I'm smiling.
What should we expect from Hurts and the Eagles tonight, Key? What do you expect from them?
It's going to be interesting. That stadium's going to be jacked up at 8:30 Eastern on ABC. You know, that's the big, big Monday night game. I look for him to be able to dazzle Philadelphia Eagle fans in the air as well as on the ground with his legs. I think that they get Devontae Smith a little more involved. A.J. Brown obviously has played big for him. His growth is going to be important in this game. You finally get a chance to play against a real opponent, and let's see what it is. I mean, I think he's going to do well. That's what I think. I think he's going to do well. I think he's going to smash a lot of people's dreams.
Well, in their last game, they had such a good lead. I kind of felt like they took their foot off the gas, similar to the same case you can make for the Ravens, right? But I think in this game, his ability to create plays with his feet and be elusive in the pocket is going to be critical. Because he creates – there's a little bit of this, like, I'm not going to say Patrick Mahomes because that would incite, like, a way different level, but there's a magic to him in the plays that he can keep alive with his feet. That's something special.
I got to tell you, I don't know where I am with Jalen Hurts right now because
– oh, God, here we go.
Well, Key, the real is that he presents a problem on offense because he can run. But until he starts seeing – and A.J. Brown was a huge addition. That has me thinking they might be able to do something. But until he starts seeing the middle of the field better, right, I don't know.
He led his team to the playoffs last year.
Yeah, I think he can do that. I think over the next several years they can be a tough team. They can be a tough out, basically, in the playoffs because of Jalen Hurts. The way Key says, hey, you think Tua's going to win a Super Bowl? That's what I'm saying. I don't know if you can win a Super Bowl with him.
If you had to pick one right now, who are you taking, Jalen Hurts or Tua? I think I know Key's answer.
No, you don't know my answer. Don't speak for me.
Yeah, of course. I'll be shocked if you take Tua. You're going to take Jalen.
If you make me take someone, I'll take Tua if you make me.
Why?
Jalen Hurts has A.J. Brown, and that's a lot. Tua has two explosive playmakers at the same time. It's just a lot to account for, and I think you can take advantage of that differently.
Key?
What's up?
Who would you take?
In what?
Jalen Hurts or Tua Tagovailoa? And football.
I'm taking Jalen Hurts.
Who would you take?
I'm taking Jalen Hurts because I think Jalen Hurts is a magical playmaker, is on the rise. He led his team to the playoffs for the first time as a first-time starter with no weapons around him other than Devontae Smith.
Did.
He was messing around with Jalen Reagor and company. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, let's give it what it is. Let's call it what it is and not what we want it to be.
Team responded to him, too. That was a big thing.
Let's call it what it is, Max, and not what we want it to be.
Right.
There's a huge difference there.
Right, yeah. Right. Where are you?
I like the accuracy of Tua, but I would go with Hurts.
You go with Hurts too.
It just seems more dynamic. Like he just
he is.
It's different when you look at him. There's like
oh,
a,
you just upset the people in Miami.
No, I didn't.
Jay.
No, I didn't. Yeah, because I gave Tua his flowers.
Who's the better passer? Key. Who's the better passer?
I would probably say Tua.
Me too, and that's probably why I go with Tua in the end.
I
in a quarterback comparison. If I don't know which way I want to go, they played on the same college team. One guy took the other guy's job, and he's the better passer.
One guy didn't take the job. One guy fell into the job.
Okay,
good situation.
But put it this way, one guy had to leave the school. The other guy kept the job.
Who has a higher ceiling?
Hurts has a higher ceiling.
So it's like if you're like a pseudo GM, you're looking at like who can reach a pinnacle a little bit higher. That's Hurts to me.
Yeah, maybe it's a tough. I'm not claiming that it's an easy call for me. I think it's a tough call.
Oh, it's so easy, hands down, Max.
Oh, I don't. You think it's hands down, yeah. Jalen Hurts?
Man, Jalen Hurts.
Let's see by the end of this season what we're saying.
Jalen Hurts can go, man. You sleep.
Yeah, but Tua just threw 6 touchdowns in an NFL game.
Yeah.
He just did that.
He threw six
touchdowns.
Yeah, I know. Second coming to Dan Marino. I get it.
Well, actually, if you look at the Dolphins leaders all time, it's Marino for greatest single games. Tua.
What do I know? The Dolphin fans are looking for me. I'm afraid to leave the building. Jay,
tell
your buddies in Miami to leave me alone, Jay, on your social, please.
Yes, it's enough. Key can't take it anywhere. Key, you're being dragged on social media.
Facts 100.
NFTs. No cap.
You guys are
Greeny is coming up next. We are back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Eastern.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.